Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time for our Unified Bank Profile. We always enjoy getting a chance to talk to former Naylor players, and there's one on the other side of the ice tonight. It's defenseman Shane Kuzmeski. And Shane, this is your third year pro and now on your fourth team. And man, I look at the stats and I see 10 points in 12 games. Really seems like Indy is the spot for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I came in, great team. It's fun to win and it's fun to score. Honestly, I think I should probably have a few more points, but just focus on getting better every day and taking it day by day.
What was it like going through some of the bouncing around, Wheeling, Iowa, Utah, Norfolk, and now finally being in a spot where you're settling in, the numbers are obviously talking for themselves, and you can really start to get into a flow and not have to worry about going all over the place?
Yeah, I think, I've never really been worried about my game. Just those places didn't work out for whatever reason, and I learn from them, grow from them. I think the best lesson is your last mistake, and made a few and just honestly learned a lot from them. And I think what was meant for me is meant for me, and what wasn't. So I think everything happened for a reason, and really happy to be in Indy.
So you come into Indy. What was kind of your first impression? How did you start to gel with teammates? Was there something that really started to take off right away? Because like you mentioned, you have a really good team here right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I just came in. I had been 3 weeks without a team. I had been skating 3 hours a day, just shooting pucks. So I really knew wherever I came, I was gonna score goals, and I was gonna, play well. I just got really lucky to come to a great team, great bunch of guys. Everyone here is awesome, and winning is obviously fun no matter where you are. So
for yourself personally, what's kind of stuck out to you that you've been able to see yourself grow here, take another big leap forward in year three as compared to your rookie season and then going through your sophomore year?
I think I relied a lot on talent, really until about 12 weeks ago. I went to a shooting coach up in Toronto, and it really changed my game, changed my outlook on hockey. And it changed that I didn't think I could work on things on the ice. I thought it was all just kind of talent. And now I think it's scary how much better you really can get every day if you're working on your weaknesses, really.
So with your game personally, obviously we talk a lot about the offensive numbers. What about your defensive game too? Because you are a defenseman first. I know you take a lot of pride in that side of your game as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you keep your puck out of your net and you put it in the other team's net, there's not much anyone can tell you. Like, I think I try and watch guys more like Cale Makar rather than Erik Karlsson, because Cale Makar, he's really good in his own D zone. And there's a lot of guys like that that are really good in their D zone, and they get opportunities in the O zone from their defense. I think that's it's a huge part of winning hockey. Because if you're not playing defense and you're just scoring goals, your team's probably not winning games. And at the end of the day, that's not fun for anyone.
It's always cool to see how teams are able to gel, come together. And I noticed that you guys had a road trip a couple of weeks ago and you swept it, going to Wichita and Tulsa. What did that do for you guys as a team, and also for you to get a chance to really spend a whole week away from home with these guys on the road, interacting with them and really starting to bond as a unit?
It was honestly a crazy week. We had a lot of injuries, sicknesses. I know I had food poisoning the day before we left. Just really run down, and it was awesome that we just came together and everyone picked up for each other when guys weren't having good nights, picked up for them, and we went 4-for-4 on probably the hardest weekend physically that we've had so far. Just had a lot of bad bounces, but didn't matter. We just kept fighting.
Is there something that's jumping out at you that's a really big strength of your team in the early goings of the season that you think could ultimately make the difference as you go through and start to have games towards the end of the year that really make the difference in terms of not only getting in but being able to have success deeper in the postseason?
Well, our coach Dunks, he talks about two things a lot. It's our speed and our character. I think the second one, obviously, when you get to deep playoff runs, you got to have character, you got to have guys that are willing to do the little things and dig in, and I think we have that here, so pretty excited.
You've got four guys that you had a chance to play with in your rookie season with Wheeling: Alfaro, Smith, Drevich, and Jostling. What's it like to be able to see those guys on the other side? I'm sure there's some fun conversations that happen as you go through the game.
Yeah, I mean, it it's a lot of fun. I haven't got the chance to play against Alfie yet. Tonight will be the first, but just playing against those three the first two times, it's pretty fun. Whether it's hearing Drevich talk like he always does, or seeing Jaws buzz around and Smitty doing his thing, it's pretty cool because those guys are awesome. I absolutely loved playing with them. Love them as guys, and I just wish the best for them, so it's awesome to play against them.
Is there something that you noticed in the games between Wheeling and Indy in the early going? I know there's only been two so far, but has there been sort of a theme or a style that you noticed that's maybe different from some of the other teams that you play?
They're definitely different. You guys in Wheeling, your three to like core D love to get up in the play, and not a lot of teams do that. So it's definitely a wrinkle that teams got to pay attention to. Like you said, it's only been two games, so maybe we'll see more as we play more.
We've got the home and home this weekend. It should be a lot of fun to see you, Shane. I really want to thank you for a few minutes of your time to talk with me today. It's great to see you having the success that you are here in Indy, and we look forward to seeing more of that from you.
Appreciate it.
Shane Kuzmeski, former Nailer, now at the Indy Fuel on a Unified Bank profile tonight. More of the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report comes your way next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.